have fallen in love with someone. No, something that I should not have. It all started when I was freshly 18. I had to get away from my mother. I hated every moment I was with her. And I needed a way out. I tried to find every boy that would have me, but never could quite get myself to where I would let the final veil go. No, I might have been a little bad girl, but I wasn't quite ready for that yet. So, when I finally decided that I might be, that I might have found someone enough for that, he went away. Didn't want me no more. That was fine for a while. Then I started to get lonely. So desperately lonely. Till I couldn't take it no more. Started doing something crazy. Looked up things like demons and ghosts and demonic possession, and finally, something called Incubi. And I tried with all my might to summon these creatures so that I didn't have to have a relationship. I just would have something to possess me in a certain way, to take from me what I wasn't willing to just give. None of it worked at first. Did all of this and felt silly, felt foolish, because I know that none of this stuff was real. Until one night, I cried myself to sleep, curled up in my bed, singing to myself softly. I felt something. I felt the room become full. I looked up. I looked around. Couldn't see anything first. And then he came into view. First, I screamed my head off. But he silenced me without even touching me. His eyes were piercing green, like they would be if he was envious of something. I wouldn't think that he'd be envious of anything I had. Why would a creature so powerful want something from me? But he came towards me. Told me that he answered my call. He was sorry that he was caught up. Had to get past the binding spell to get to me. And that he would do what I asked. My eyes grew wide. Shook my head no. But deep down, there was a part of me that was incredibly curious, still so young and stupid. So he laid me back down, still making sure that I didn't make any noise, because someone would have heard me and all my screaming. I still wanted to, but it was stuck in my throat. So he just carefully undressed me. The care in which he did so was insane to me, because he was so big. His skin was black like tar. The only thing that seemed human about him was his eyes. And when I tried to look down, I saw what he was going to give me. And I squirmed and I tried to scream. I tried so hard, but nothing would come out. He tried to calm me down, but I couldn't take it. I felt like I was going to go insane. But he waited for a long time. He touched me. He kissed me between my thighs, up to my sweet nectar. He kissed there and sucked there until my whimpers died out in my throat. He released my throat when he felt that I stopped crying, stopped screaming. It was just softly whimpering, biting my lip, as I knew what was coming. But he knew how to work things down there that I had never imagined. He made me come on his long, long tongue, and he kissed it afterwards. Then he reared up, placed himself between my legs, and slowly, ever so slowly, entered me. The girth alone was enough to make me want to scream again, but the length was the other issue. I don't know how he did it, but somehow he fit at least half of himself inside me. And I felt like I was going to burst. I was completely full. And I could not move. Some parts of me wanted to scream out that this was too much, that he was too big. I could not take this. But there are other parts that was so very curious as to what this would be like. To know that no one would have this kind of experience that I knew. So I had to go on with it. It wasn't like I had a choice. And then he took me, slow and steady, held me in his arms until I started to give in, started to relax and enjoy him. And wet over his cock, I could feel him getting more excited by knowing that I was enjoying it. And then he started running himself into me, started fucking me like there was no other thing in the world but my cunt. And he possessed it. He took my virginity that night. And towards the end, I gave it to him. He left me, and that was the end of our deal. Or it was supposed to be. I went on with myself, knowing that I gave away my most precious item to something I'd never see again. Something that wasn't even supposed to be real. But I didn't tell nobody. Just kept it to myself. A memory that both haunts me and that I cherish. But I met a man. I met a beautiful, beautiful man. He was so sweet to me at first. Then all the problems came up. We couldn't have sex, or bills, and all kinds of other things that couples get into. But I stayed. because I began to love him. And at night, when things were really bad, I could feel that full feeling in the room. Like I wasn't the only one there. I know it wasn't the man I was with. It was something else. Familiar, but not him. So, when the man I was with took me forcefully, I think that was the last straw. My incubi came back the night after and told me he'd been watching me for a long time. That he'd lied the first night that he was with me. That he had instantly came about whenever I summoned him. But he had to watch me. And when I was at my lowest, that's when he came to me. And I had met my lowest again, having given some other part of myself to this man that I had started to fall out of love with. That I was so foolish to give so much of my time to. My incubi was angry, but hurt at the same time. He knew he shouldn't have done what he did and watching me all this time, but he did. Because he felt something when he was with me. Even for that little bit, he needed more. And so he proceeded to take more and more and more. As time went by, I didn't want nothing else. I let my relationship with that man degrade as he never touched me again. And he left me. But I didn't care. I didn't care about work. I didn't care about going outside. I didn't care about music. I didn't care about anything else except fucking my sweet, sweet creature. He took me every day, several times a day, and took me to places I have never, ever thought that I would ever go. Sex with him was otherworldly. I mean, to be honest, he was an otherworldly creature, so it's not that far from what I should have expected, but there was something else to him that he added with love for me that no one else would show me. He took away my loneliness, made sure I never went without what I needed, and I needed to be fucked. A lot. There was always times that I'd get tighter and he'd have to go a little bit slower, but he never missed a beat. It was like he was completely in tune with my body, with every part of me. And I needed him. But now I've found out that I can't have him. If I am to continue with what I have now, my life, my vibrancy, my youth, my hair falls out in clumps when I take a shower, my nails are brittle, they break easily, my teeth are weak, my body aches constantly. And I look much older than I am. Probably about 10 years or more. He's killing me. He knows it. And when he fucks me, there's a sorrow in his eyes. That he doesn't want to do it, but he needs me. And I need him. So there's a decision to make. He's left it up to me. That. If he continues to be with me, he will kill me. But if he lets me go, I can live and recover. I've already made my decision. I made it long ago. That first night he was with me. I can and will never have anything as good as him. As it? Whatever. I will never let it go, even if it kills me.